Okay, we continue our Shu'urim on Kitvuni Lidorot. We're on page Yud Bet now. So again, we continue the story of the Tar Niyarim, the 600 parchments that was leaked out, as to say, from the house of Rav Chaim Vital, who was involved. Rav Shmuel Bin Nun, which was one of the Gedolei Ador at the time, who had managed to pay 3 Zeuvim, a large amount of money, to Rav Moshe Vital, with the brother of Rav Chaim Vital, in order to nispasha the Ksavim to the rest of the Talmid Chachamim that were thirsting to learn the Kitva Arizal. So let's continue on page Yud Beis. Hine, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael asfu v'kitzbu atariyag nirarim aniskarim l'shlosha svarim. So what became of these 600 pages? 600 pages were what? Became 3 books. Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, and Sefer Likutim. Now, I have to stress the Sefer, because Sefer does not mean Sha'ar, because we'll find another set of Sfarim were called Sha'ar. Sha'ar Kavanot. It's not the same as Sefer Kavanot. The distinction has to be made. That will come into play later on. V'kemo she'id Rav Moshe Meir Papirish. Again, one of the instrumental personalities involved in publishing a lot of the Ksavim of the Rav Chaim Vital. He writes as follows in his Akdama to his Sefer. And he writes over there, "Besfarim asher b'yad b'nei Eretz Yisrael." The original Tar Niyar, the 600 pages of the Chaim Vital's writing, Loyata said them, there was no order to them. V'tam reach, and there was no sense to them either. V'lo ne'al, because obviously if you're reading a book and there's no seder to it, it's useless for you because you can't make any sense out of it. You don't know what's first, you know what's last, you know, they're all different orders. And it becomes very monotonous and people will sort of give up. V'lo ne'alam me'en ha'darat kvod chachamim v'talmideem ki ha'seder be'ilo dvorim hu ha'ikah, because we know the whole point of a sefer is the seder. V'lachein az ru motnayim chalatzim rabim harabanim haromimim ashlemim adayanim ha'msuyanim geone Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, people were not learning. All these Talmidei Chachamim were waiting in expiration to learn Kitvarit, were completely despondent and completely disappointed with what they received as the Kitvarizal, which was not readable. But nevertheless, they gave over the writings over to 2 great Talmidei Chachamim. One of them was called Binyamin Alevi, and the other one was called Elisha Gavshatle. I think that's the way you pronounce his last name. Of Elisha. So these great Geonim, they finally took the Ksavim, the 600 Tar Niyarim, to make sense out of it. Those are the ones who made those 3 Svarim. V'amur l'taken, v'sidro kol ha'kutchasim ha'shen nimtso imahem shlosha Svarim. They made 3 books out of them. Halohem Sefer Rishon, Sefer Drushim, kolel ha'kdamot chachmei ha'kabbalah. V'samu b'sofo ma matzu b'drush ha'gilgulim. And they also put together from the other ksavim that they had in their hands at the time, Sefer Gilgulim, v'enakdamat ruili limatchil, and those are good for the people just starting off. V'sefer kavanot shel kol hashana, those are the halachot, the practical kavanot of the Arizal for all the year, including all the chagim. Sefer lekudim, mashmanu bedvarim ktanim. הכל חיבור בלקד אחד ושמו משם, שמו משם ספר הליקוטים, שמם ספר הליקוטים. And everything else, all the bits and pieces which they found, which didn't go into those 2 main categories, they put it in the book and they called it ספר הליקוטים, which is a collection of all the little writings of the Rav Chaim Vital. ואמרו לתקן ולא תקנו. And they said, you know, later on we'll have some time, we'll fix it up a bit clearer. But the truth is they never got about to doing that. So it stayed as a Sefer Likudim, just various writings. כי ספר דרושים לא שמו לא קשר דרוש לדרוש ולא שמות דרושים בשום שער. ולא חלקם פחקים כראוי וכנכון. Even though they did a tremendous job, but nevertheless, the job wasn't finished. It was far from finished. There was no names to the פחקים. They weren't in any tremendous order and division. So it was nevertheless still a challenge to learn from them. ובספר הכוונות, אמת שרצו לסדר כסדר תפילות השנה, ולא התחילו, לא סיימו. They wanted to really start it like a whole proper Seder, starting from the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Atzeret, and Sukkot, and so on and so forth, but they never got around to doing that either. V'ir bav inyan inyan, and they mixed up the inyanim. Ad shekasher lomed adam b'shachit b'shabbat yimza inyanim shel chol. So, till it got so bad that a person's learning a sugyan Shabbat, and then he finds himself learning the Kavanat HaChol. They were really, really mixed up. ובספר הליקוטים לא תקנו שום דבר מכל עד שיקוץ המעיין בחייו עד כאן לשון. Those are the words of Rav Meir Papirish. He himself is made first hand edut from Adam Gadol that this first edition that came out Medura Kama, which is called Sefer Likutim, Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, was a mess. Bikitzor, Yikotz Me'ayin Mechayav. People look at it and just go, this is not something we can learn from. Hari Ra'inu, says Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, Hari Ra'inu Ma Nafal Begoralam Shel Ktivot HaRishonot Shel Rav Chaim Vital. So we see, unfortunately, all this big hype that people were waiting for, these great writings of the Ariza, what happened to them, came out to be a huge disappointment in front of the Chachmei Dorot that were there in Eretz Yisrael and also in Sova and so on and so forth. Otam itpashtu v'shelo b'ritzono ben Chachmei Yisrael b'chayav. They didn't, it was below ritzonam. V'hu d'lo dai shehem ha'amdura kama shelo sheterem shlimo sidra karo'oi. אלא נתגלו באופן פזיז, וכל הדרושים הקדמות נתבלבלו זה בזה מרוב מהירות והתקד במשך שלוש ימים על ידי מאה סופרים, וגם שלא הצליחו להשיג כל תקף, כל ההקף הכתבים מריבו ההתקד נעשו בהם מיד בהתגלותם, נוספו בהם עוד שינויים, גמגומים, טעויות, מה שניסו לסדרם גם כן לא עלת בידם כדבעי כנזכל. So, unfortunately, this great expectation fell below the expectation of all the Talmid Chachamim, basically because it was done in such a rush. First of all, Rav Chaim Vital himself hadn't finished putting them into order. Second of all, there was 100 people involved writing at a tremendous speed within 3 days in order to get this done. Third of all the Ksavim, when they were handed in, they were having it in different orders. Fourth, they were all with tremendous amounts of errors because of the speed. And not only that, even the ink hadn't dried properly, and therefore there would be smudges in the writings. And even at the attempt at these Gedolei Ador, which themselves weren't completely experienced in the writing of the Ariza, they themselves, when they tried putting everything together, they did what as much as they could do, but nevertheless fell far, far from the expectation that people had in wanting to see the writings of the Ariza. okay, so let's continue. On page Yudali, Hine. Mitgaber bidiv Rav Shlomo Shlumal. As this is Rav Shlomo again from the Shifra Ari. The Shifra Ari, he wrote this. This was the son-in-law of Rav Shuruk. Shemaaseh atar ne'arim haya acher 15 shanim met pitrato shel Arizal. Again, this was all 15 years after Ariza was Niftar. And could be that Rav Chaim Vital actually finished his actual primary edition of the writings called Etz Chaim. Shemadura kama bishlimuta shua tachlita sedek noda. Ela shachiv, what happened? Shachiv Rav Moshe Vital zalo hutziu lahem. Nevertheless, that it was Min Shema that Moshe Vital gave them what he felt was needed at the time, gave him an unfinished, unedited copy of the original copy, was Etz Chaim, ותרומתו הוציא את כתבות ראשונות הנעל בלתי מושלמים כסדרן, וברוך היודע. Therefore, it was all minashmai that they should receive, go through this sort of hardship of receiving an unedited edition in order for this to come out. By the way, we still have this Medora Kama, and this is actually printed in the Etz Chaim, which is interesting enough. ועוד צריכים אנו להודיע. We should also remember this important fact. כי מלבד עריכת שנעשתה בידי הרב בנימין לוי והרב אלישע הנעל, לכתיבת מדורה כמה אלו, נעשו עוד כמה ניסיונות עריכת דוגמת בידי חכמים אחרים, ומהם רב אפרים פנצירי דמנסקק, דמאסקק. ותמיד הרב חיים איתן. There was another תמיד חכם of Damascus, that he also was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Vitam, that was also writing on his part the Kitva Ariza. Sha'arach be'atzmo Kitva Madura Kama Ketzavim. He also started working on these Madura Kama. V'kara otam Gale Amikta. It's good to remember this name. Gale Amikta, again, is another edition of the Tar Niyarim, or otherwise called the Medura Kama. V'chein na'asa aricha makifa bat shisha krachim, meaning six parts of it, al ide Rav Michael Ashkenazi Mechevron, with the help of Rav Michael Ashkenazi Mechevron, v'kishinimtza be'otzrot k'tavi yad. Kenoda abikim b'hem, and those who know understand this. Omaya b'sof im ha'ktavim elu v'goralam ekivan nosei shel gilui ha'kitva ha'rizah zal ha'nimsa'im b'yadeinu hayom nechtav im tashem b'mesha. I'll explain to you now what happened to that edition as well. Sefer Etz Chaim, ha'medura kama ha'mushlemet shel Rav Chaim Vital. לאחר הרחיב, שהרחיב הרשימותיו והקצרות, הדרושים, ארוכים ופרושים מושלמים, החל רב חיים ויטל זל מקבצן מסדרם לספרים, לחלקם לפרקים, מתיקן ויפה לשונם. As the years were going by, רב חיים ויטל took that edition, the first edition that he was working on, and made them into a proper sefer. ותוצאה הייתה ספר עץ חיים. That came out to be what's called, what we have today called the עץ חיים. השלם בהיקיפו בכל דרושי חוכמת המלך שגילה האריזה, which gave a good understanding of all the writings of רב חיים ויטל. ארוך דבר דיבור על אופניו, מסודר להפליא, וכתוב בלשון צחין, wrote beautifully, very smooth, בתכלית דיוק, with all the right corrections, with great depth and precision. All the depth which goes into that. וכל קבלת רב חיים ויטל זה בפניו, ומבחל כתבי שער תמיד. I mean, he had all the access that he needed, all the writings he had all the knowledge, and also he had all the writings of the other Talmidim as well, in order to help them write this compendium called the Great Sefer Etz Chaim. Okay, so we'll stop it now for this edition, and we'll continue later on with the Kitvoni Dorot.